Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Daf Mem Amud Aleph, learning the sugya of Agrola. If Agrola is ma'akev or not, there was a machlekes, two lashonos. In the first lashon, everyone held that according to Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev. The shaila was according to Rabbi Nechemya, and Nechemya says that chuk is said in everything that's done with big day lovan. And that's why Gani held it was ma'akev, and Rabbi Yechanan said, even when the Rechem is not ma'akev, because Agrola lav avaydi. And then you have the second lashon, that according to Rabbi Nechem, everyone knows it is ma'akev, and even according to Yehuda, because it says it twice, Sha'ol etreiz inni, that's the reason why it should be ma'akev, even according to Yehuda. Now the Gemara, which brought the Braisa of Mitzvah Lahagrim Lahigul Kasher, and the Gemara discusses if that means Agrola, and it's a Raya Agrola is not ma'akev, or it means Hanacha. The Gemara brings Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says Lehigul Kasher, and the Gemara says Reb Shimon had to mean Agrola. So Reb Shimon, at least one time, it definitely holds Agrola is not Ma'akev. And what's the Raya? Because it says if after the Agrola one of the Seirim die, so you bring the other one, you bring another one, Shaleba Agrola, and that's the Raya Agrola is not Ma'akev. So the Dvash Delsech, okay, Agrola is not Ma'akev, but why you look at Chila? Doing it without Agrola? Isn't there a mitzvah to do Agrola? Why the chatchila are you allowing it without Agrola? So the Dvar says, Alash, mitzvah he did already. He did a mitzvah by Agrola Rishon. He already did Agrola for the mitzvah. And the Nela, that's why you can bring it without Agrola. So the Shaila is, and the Sfasemis really asks the Shaila, so how do you know Agrola is not Makiv? Just like you're saying that out the mitzvah, you're saying you already did it with the first Agrola. So maybe I'll see, what's he really with the first Agrola? You already did Agrola. You already have one Sar which is chosen through Agrola, and the other Sar will be the other Sar. Just like for a mitzvah is good enough, the Ritva and the Teis Hashanim later in Samach Beis, where the Mishnah says the other way, that if it was Meis after an Agrola, you bring another two and you make another Agrola, they ask the Kasha, what about the man, the Yom Agrola is not Makiv, that is he learned the Mishnah. So they say he learns the Mishnah because it's you do Agrola for a mitzvah. And what does Reb Shimon hold? The Ritva here explains, because you already had Agrola. So that seems to be the Machlekes. If the Agrola for the mitzvah, was that good enough, the first one? Or do you need another Agrola for the mitzvah? So how do you know Agrola is not Makiv? Maybe Agrola is Makiv. And just like for mitzvah, you're saying it was good enough the first Agrola, maybe that's also for Makiv it's good enough the first Agrola. So I think you can answer like this. As we explained in previous Yerim, that the sign of Agrola being ma'akev is that it's impossible that a seer should be called the seer la'ashem or to be called the seer la'azazel without Agrola. That's an impossibility. It can't be that there's a seer that has a name. The only way a seer could be a seer la'ashem is if there's an originally a two seer which is nondescript, it's not clear, it's not nisparish which one's la'ashem, which one's la'azazel, it's just two seerim with that Kedusha, that one's Lashem, one's Azazel, and we don't know which, is not defined which, and the Agrola defines it, that's the only way to create a Seir Lashem and a Seir Azazel. If you hold that, so if one of them dies, you cannot make another Seir Lashem or another Seir Azazel. Agrola is the only way to do it, and Agrola by definition means it has to be two Seirim and there's Agrola on them. You're going to have to get two Seirim. So Reb Shimon is not going to shtim with Agrola Ma'akev. You can't say you yaitse with the first Agrola. A mitzvah, you could say you yaitse with the first Agrola. If it's impossible to have a Seir Hashem or a Seir Azazel with an Agrola, the first Agrola wasn't on the Seir that you're bringing now. How did this Seir become a Seir Hashem or a Seir Azazel, whichever one you need? It could only be with Agrola. You're going to have to bring two Seir. But if it's possible to make a Seir Hashem or a Seir Azazel with an Agrola, and Agrola is just the mitzvah, so then you could say, well, yeah, it's a mitzvah the first time. So what's the pshat in the Rabbanan? If you hold Agrola is not ma'akev, why don't they hold yeah, it's a mitzvah the first time? You could say, one of two ma'alchim. Either you could say that they hold the mitzvah gufa is that the Seir Lashem and the Seir Lazazel should be nisbarish al yedei Agrola. That's gufa the mitzvah. Shem says, no, the mitzvah is to make Agrola. You made Agrola. Now one of them died. Okay, but you made Agrola. Rabbanan say, no, the mitzvah is that the Seirim should be Lashem Lazozo through Agrola. You're taking a Seir now that wasn't becoming Lashem Lazozo through Agrola, that's not the mitzvah. Or you could say, the Rabbanan hold, was a little simpler, that Agrola means the Seir Lashem and the Seir Lazozo that you're using lemaisa, the mitzvah is to do agrel on them. This particular seer that you're using, you never did agrel on it, so you missed the mitzvah. Shimon says, no, as long as you did agrel on one of them, you mekayim the mitzvah, the other one died, you get another one. Everybody would say, no, if your old agrel is not ma'akiv. So the mitzvah is that both of them should be done on idei agrel. But that much is clear, that's what we're saying. This idea, Rav Shimon, to answer this, Vasemis is kasha. If your old agrel is not ma'akiv, so then it's possible to say you mekayim the mitzvah with the first agrel. It's possible to say you weren't, it's possible to say you were. If your old agrel is ma'akiv, that means, not that it's ma'akiv that there should be a hagrola. That means the only way a seer could become a seer l'Hashem, or a seer l'Azazel is through hagrola. It's impossible to say that you yaitse with the first one. But how did this one become a seer l'Hashem? It doesn't have a hagrola. The hechek, you'd have to have two seerim. That's the Gemara's Raya, the Reb Shimon holds, the hagrola is not ma'akiv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.